1,700 years ago, this month, the Roman Emperor Constantine summoned 318 bishops to his imperial palace on the eastern shores of beautiful Lake Isnik, located as the crow flies, just 56 miles to the southeast of the capital city of Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul in Turkey. The Emperor Constantine faced a serious problem. A priest by the name of Arius from Alexandria in Egypt taught that only God the Father was eternal. Not God the Son, nor God the Holy Spirit. Arius believed that there was a time that the Son of God did not exist. Arius maintained that Jesus was created by the Father in time, and that Jesus was of a different substance or essence than the Father. The real problem was that tens of thousands of Christians started believing what Arius was teaching. So just as Abraham in the Old Testament mustered 318 trained men from his household to rescue his nephew Lot, who had been taken captive by a coalition of kings, so the Emperor Constantine mustered 318 bishops to his imperial palace to rescue Christ's bride, the church, who had been taken captive by the teaching of Arius. It's probably not a surprise to you that the 318 bishops condemned Arius. They said, those who say that there was a time when the Son of God was not, to those who say that he did not exist before he was begotten, to those who say he was made out of nothing, to those who say or maintain that the Son of God is another substance from the Father, or that the Son of God is created, mutable, or subject to change, let him be anathema. Let him be accursed. Exactly 1,700 years ago, this week, on the 19th day of June, in the year 325, the 318 bishops promulgated a symbolon. A symbolon, a Greek word for a collection or a summary. They promulgated a symbolon of faith, a summary, a synthesis of what we do believe. And this is what they promulgated. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial, sharing the same substance as the Father. Through him, all things were made. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Now for your holy card this week, what is the name of the city where the emperor's palace was located on the beautiful shores of Lake Isnik? Of course, the answer is Nicaea. And the symbolon, the synthesis of faith, is called to this very day the Nicene Creed. And the meeting of the 318 bishops was the first of the 20 ecumenical councils in the Roman Catholic Church, called to this day the Council of Nicaea. Exactly 1,700 years ago this week, on the 19th of June, 325, we will commemorate the height of the Jubilee year 2025. The highest point of the year. We will commemorate the promulgation of the Nicene Creed, which we still profess every Sunday solemnity and holy day of obligation. 1,700 years of the Nicene Creed. 1,700 years of professing the exact same faith, unchanged. Our faith in one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Think of that. It's remained unchanged for 1,700 years. Cardinal Dolan always used to tell us a great story about Bishop Gottwald in his home archdiocese of St. Louis. Some of you might be old enough to remember that those years immediately following the Second Vatican Council were often difficult, challenging, and confusing. In St. Louis, at Kenrick Seminary, 1/4 of the priest formators left the priesthood, and most of the seminarians departed the seminary, happy to be free from what they considered were the shackles of an oppressive formation. The faculty and students who remained demanded that the seminary in St. Louis be closed because the whole structure of priestly formation and Catholic theology was changing. And so they wanted to have a meeting with the bishop, Bishop George Joseph Gottwald, who in 1968 was the administrator of the diocese. And the faculty representative pointed at Bishop Gottwald at this big meeting with all the press there, and he said, I dare you to tell me one thing that hasn't changed, isn't changing, or will not change in the future. I dare you to tell me one thing that can be stated with any amount of conviction whatsoever. Bishop Gottwald was a humble, quiet, shy guy, and his mouth went dry, and of course all the TV cameras whirled, and the microphones clicked on and shoved the microphone in his face for a soundbite. What did Bishop Gottwald say? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. That's a great answer. Name one thing that hasn't changed, isn't changing, and will not change. There it is. Our profession of faith. This week, 1,700 years old. 1,700 years of professing the exact same unchanging faith that has been revealed to us of our one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you've ever been to our OCIA classes, for those who are preparing to come into full communion with the church, after every lesson, every week, I invite those to make an act of faith with me. There's a reason for my method. After they're presented with something of the revealed truth, a lot of times it's an aspect of the Nicene Creed, then I say, do you believe it? Will you make an act of faith that this is what has been revealed? And every week we make this act of faith together. Yeah, I'm preparing them for the ultimate day when they'll stand up here in front. You heard them at the Easter Vigil when they say, I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. This pattern is not something I made up. It's what we do every Sunday. God reveals himself to us in his word. He speaks to us. He reveals some aspect of his infinite mystery to us. It's so infinite that we have to take it in little drops, Sunday by Sunday. Some aspect of his mystery. Then we have a homily where the priest or the deacon explains to us what that revelation means. Sometimes it's difficult to understand, and hopefully he tells us how we can live it in our own lives. And then what do we do immediately after that? We profess our faith. We make an act of faith. Do you believe it? St. Thomas Aquinas says that faith is our response to God's grace. St. Thomas says that the purpose of all homilies is to help us to make acts of faith, hope, and love in the triune God. So here's a good question. After this homily, will you make an act of faith and hope and love in the triune God? That's really our purpose every Sunday, to say, yeah, I believe in what God has revealed to me. Yeah, I hope in the promises he has revealed to me, and I love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's really the purpose, is that we go away with a more profound faith, a more certain hope, and a more perfect love. I pray that on this Trinity Sunday, you will be able to do that. Every Sunday, I pray that you'll be able to do that, to believe more profoundly, to hope more certainly, and to love more perfectly, as we give honor and glory to our triune God, our one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, unto the ages of ages. Amen.